Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Well, from Oregon's new conference to Oregon's old conference, and I actually think this is a bit of pretty good news for Wazoo. They hire South Dakota State's Jimmy Rogers as their next head coach. They got him to the Cougars on a five-year deal, signed him for $1.57 million per year. He's 37. He comes to Pullman after leading South Dakota State to an FCS national title in 2023. Had also served as the team's defensive coordinator during its first championship season in 2022. And, of course, replaces Jake Dickert, who left earlier in the month to become the head coach at Wake Forest after three-plus seasons in Washington. So, interesting here, Will Rogers, he actually is an alumnus of South Dakota State. He played linebacker for them and then began coaching in 2010, went to Florida Atlantic for a couple of years before coming back to South Dakota State in 2013. Now coming to the Pac-12 with the highest expectations of his career, and he has the opportunity to build on his name and to rebuild a storied program. Athletic Director Ann McCoy praised Rogers' qualifications as well as his high coaching acumen and dedication to mentoring players. That's the kind of coach that you're going to need in this position, Will. It's possible, too, that he could be bringing some players with him from South Dakota State. There is a good quarterback there, apparently, Mark Gronowski, the 2023 Walter Payton Award winner, as well as wide receiver Griffin Wild, who recently entered the transfer portal. They're both potential additions. So, I mean, things coming up roses after the weekend for Wazoo, and I got to ask you, Will, is this the best case scenario for the Cougars getting the 2023 FCS champion coach to leave his alma mater to lead your program?
Yeah, I mean, it's the best case scenario that you are going to have as a Cougar, but also at the same time, understand that he's probably gone in 2 or 3 years. If you are really good, okay, he will be gone. Well, if you were able to poach him from his alma mater, it's clear that he is going to want to move up in the coaching
rankings.
That's
a good point.
And I think that Rogers is a highly successful coach. He just went into South Dakota State and he just won. That's all he did.
Yep.
All he ever did was win. I think this might have been his worst year, quotes around that, because of how far they got into the playoffs. They got knocked out in the semis. Like, he won a title, and the other year I want to say that he was in the final, right? So you have clearly a successful coach who knows how to win in a smaller school environment. I would love for WSU to truly embrace the style of offense that South Dakota State runs. It is a duo-based run game with a lot of gap scheme plays, a lot of power, a lot of counter. Big offensive linemen, mean offensive linemen. They are going to lean on you. And here's the thing. WSU is going to be able to get those styles of offensive linemen because they're able to grab them at South Dakota State. They're able to grab them at North Dakota State. If I'm a WSU fan, I want to see what O-linemen and D-linemen he's bringing to me in the portal. I don't care about quarterbacks. Now, don't get me wrong. You would love to get the South Dakota State quarterback that he's had the last couple of years, but I really want the offensive lineman, and I want that scheme that he's willing to run, and understand that you're going to get a quarterback that's probably going to be a little bit of a bigger quarterback, more of a Tim Tebow style of quarterback, where his throwing isn't the greatest thing, but he can run because they love to add the quarterback in to their RPO schemes, into their zone read schemes, and frankly into just straight QB power. That's what they want to do at South Dakota State. It's very similar to what North Dakota State wants to do. Now, that being said, understand, if you have success, he's gone in a couple years. So just know that if this is the route that you're going to go down, you're going to have to re-up and find the next FCS coach or the next Mountain West coach or the next insert smaller school coach here to continue to travel through this plan. It's not a bad plan, and I think it's probably the best option that WSU has moving forward.
Yeah, they've got to replace a lot, though, unfortunately. We talked about some players that could possibly come. You're going to have to replace a lot of coaches as well. O coordinator Ben Arbuckle gone, along with John Mateer. And then 26 scholarship players in the transfer portal as well, and leaving the school as well as 11 starters. That's just nuts. And after an 8-1 season, I mean, see, you got stuff to build on, or an 8-1 start to your season before kind of faltering when Jake Dickert kind of seemed like he started having conversations with Wake Forest at that point of the year and just didn't really care about what was happening on the field. Like, they've got the bones, Will, for some success. And I think going forward, this is a huge hire today, but I think going forward, it really spells success for the future of not just Wazoo, but Oregon State as well. These programs, they aren't laying down and taking it. They're doing everything they can to remain relevant in this really weird, strange new world. I love it, but it's a strange new world of college football. And yeah, like I said, it's good for both schools now. But moves like this, OSU's acquisition of Malik Murphy before Christmas, that is what I want to see from these schools, because it tells me, Will, that they're setting themselves up for the future, even if this Jimmy Rogers decides to leave and he does have success and Washington State is just a stepping stone for him. It tells me that you can build this kind of just recirculating like talent pool, or refill it with guys that are coming in, because OSU and Wazoo are still attractive destinations.
Yeah, well, you're also seeing two different programs go about it two different ways.
That
Oregon
is true.
State, they went and they signed Trent Bray. Trent Bray wasn't going to get a head coaching opportunity, at least at that level of college football yet. He wasn't ready. He'd done a great job as a defensive coordinator, but I think a lot of football programs, that's kind of where they viewed that he would stay. Where Oregon State comes in and they say, hey, you had a very successful playing career here. You've been a very successful coach. We're going to make you our head coach. And it feels like Bray, if he starts having success at Oregon State, it doesn't feel like he's going to go anywhere. Now, I could be wrong. It's possible that maybe he has a 10 or 11 win season. A Power 4 team comes in, they offer him a good deal, and he leaves. But it seems like he is going to stay at Oregon State for the time being. It seems like that's where he's going to want to be. He's going to have to get offered a pretty big job to get him to bolt. Where when I look at WSU, it seems like WSU is going in and they are grabbing, hey, the new young hotshot. They grab the young hotshot who had success at the FCS level. If he's able to have success at WSU, a Power 4 team is going to come calling, and then he will leave again. And then WSU will have to do that same process. You saw success with this, though, with a lot of colleges in the CEO head coach type model. Yeah. Of Mario Cristobal has had success this way. He hasn't had the ultimate success in what people may have wanted at Oregon or at Miami, but what Cristobal has done a good job of is he recruits at a high level. He brings in an offensive coordinator. He brings in a defensive coordinator. He lets them run their schemes, their system. If they get a job to go be a head coach somewhere else, he brings in a new guy and lets them run their own scheme, their own system. It seems like that's kind of the route that WSU is going to go down, and I don't hate them for it, because there wasn't a coach out there that I thought that they could get that they give the head coaching spot to, where he's a former Coug, or his life goal is to stay in Pullman. It felt like this was the best avenue that you could go down. And so I like the move. Go grab an FCS coach, probably a year or two before a Power 4 school might go and call him. Hope that he stays for 4 or 5 years. And then when he moves on, go and grab the next guy.
And when you see, we already talked about it a little bit, but the possible acquisition of your new quarterback in Gronowski, who 10,000 yards in his career, 49-6 in his career over four seasons at SDSU, as well as that national title, possibly considering declaring for the NFL draft, like getting that talent under center at Washington State up in Pullman would be huge. And it spells, like I said, success for the future of both programs. But then adding to that, I think the future of the Pac-12 conference going forward. looks pretty bright. If these are the kinds of moves that Oregon State and Washington State can continue to pull off. So props, major, major great hire by the Washington State Cougars getting Jimmy Rogers from South Dakota State. Let's see if he can repeat those results up in Pullman that he did in South Dakota. All right, we got to wrap it up. Will and I will finish it up coming up next for the day, and we'll let you know who we're betting on tonight in our daily degenerate picks. It's 244 on the Fan.